Hi, this is Olivia.
Hello, Olivia. This is Brandon from 8x8.
Hi, Brandon. How many times did you try calling before it went through?
At least twice.
Twice times. So it came through on the third time? Yeah, this is what I'm dealing with every day.
Let me see. So, do you see any indication that it's ringing or what is going on?
No, it doesn't even show me that it's ringing. And then the only way I know is I hear, like, Bria has, like, a dropped call sound. So I'll hear the doop whatever sound. Mm-hmm. And then like, sometimes it'll pop up for 1 second, like, the little thing that says, like, answer. But it's so mm-hmm. fast, and it, like, pops up and drops, like, and disappears, like, within a second. And then I hear that, like, dropped call sound or, like, the disconnect sound or whatever that sound is. That means, like, it didn't go through.
Okay, let's see. Let me check your tenant again. So, and your workplace number is the, well, it's the
Yeah, Bria. And the problem is when I call customer support and I put in my workplace number, the 858-779-0942, your mm-hmm. system doesn't even register it. It says this isn't a number with us. We can't identify that number.
Hmm.
So, like, if you call your own customer support and put in my number, I have to put it in 3 times. It tells me it doesn't recognize it every time and then tries to transfer me to someone. So, like, it doesn't even register my number. I literally have no idea why I'm having mm-hmm. these issues. And I'm not that technical, so I tried to listen to your voicemail, but I got confused. And so I just thought it'd be easier if you kind of walked me through it again, because I'm really not sure. Mm-hmm. What's going on?
Oh,
sorry.
No problem. Maybe I misunderstood the issue. I thought it's when you already answer the calls and then you're on the phone with Bria and then the call drops.
No, I mean the call doesn't go through. So, like, every mm-hmm. time I try and call a new number, usually the first time, I guess maybe drop is the right word, is the wrong word. So when I call that first mm-hmm. number, the first time I call a number, it just mm-hmm. doesn't, like, go through. It doesn't connect, and I hear that da-dunk sound, and then, like, it takes, like, anywhere from 3 seconds to sometimes 10 to 20 seconds for that process, and then I can't mm-hmm. make another call while I'm waiting for that call not to actually connect or go through, and so I'm stuck for, you know, 3 to 20 seconds waiting, and then mm-hmm. And then the second time, though, it'll go through right away, and I can press answer, and I can talk, and the phone will actually ring and everything, and it connects. But that first time, almost, like, I would say, like, 80 to 90% of the first time I call, like, a new lead, that mm-hmm. first time it doesn't actually connect or, you know, I can't get that call to go through. And then, mm-hmm. but then the second time, it works right away. And then when people mm-hmm. incoming call me, too, the same thing. The incoming call won't even come to me. I can't press answer. I can't do anything. And then I just hear the da-dunk sound. And then that sound means, oh, someone tried to call me. I'll have to ask my manager because I can't access who tried to call me. I have to ask my manager, hey, can you get the number? Someone just called me. It didn't go through. And then it, for you guys, it obviously goes straight to voicemail. But for me, I don't even get them. So it's just like I'm kind of like losing out on a lot of leads because they'll call mm-hmm. me and, you know, with, like, we have a need, and then maybe that was a small window of opportunity to talk to me, and now I can't talk to them for 2 or 3 days, or keep hitting voicemail, so it's really, like, debilitating.
Yeah, that's quite frustrating. So I'm looking at your list of queues, or it says you're in the outbound phone queue, but I don't see you listed on, like, inbound queues, and I don't see you enabled for inbound queues. Are you supposed to be enabled in some queues?
I don't know.
So I don't know if that might be related or not, but like
are other numbers here enabled for inbound queues?
I can look up like who's one of your colleagues in the same department.
Okay, let me hold 1 second while I get his number. Let me see here.
All I was gonna say is if you send that to me, I'll take a look at it, and if
try 858-252-1499. Zero?
Oh, you just got a verbal one from.
Is that a certain name I'm looking for? Let's see.
It would be Kyle.
Okay. Okay, let me check here. Kyle.
Kyle Vizo, V-I-Z-Z-O.
Yeah. Okay, let's see. All right, well, then it looks the same. It's only in the.
And his incoming calls work.
Oh, okay. So let's see.
And his outgoing calls work.
And he uses Bria.
Same thing.
Okay. And then did you compare your Bria settings with his Bria settings?
Oh, yeah, they're the same.
The same. And does your Bria show version 3 or 4? I think there's a help, helping about or something.
Let's see. It's 4, Bria 4.
Bria 4.
Bria 4.5.0. Build 81134, if that helps.
Okay. Let's see. And if you go to help and check for updates, does it say there's any update available?
No, I'm up to date.
Okay. And did you previously uninstall the Bria software and reinstall it after this you start having the problems?
No.
Okay.
Should I uninstall it and reinstall it?
Well, you may want to do that later in the business day, because you get some of the calls, right?
I mean, I would say out of the incoming calls I have, I mean, you tried 4 times, and one of out of the 4 came through. And that's, you know, that's pretty on par. Like, I can go at days where people try and call me, and I don't have anything.
Right. Well, of course, I was calling. I guess you get a lot of calls on your direct channel number, the 858-779-0942. Or is that how you get most of your calls on that number?
Yes. Should I have our IT guy talk to you?
Yeah. If we're gonna reinstall Bria, I think we have to release your Bria key, and there could always be some downtime while if it doesn't work is very well, but you may want to reinstall Bria software.
So what you think I should do is uninstall and reinstall Bria?
That's what I'm thinking. What I could do before you do that is I could try to have our virtual contact center operations look at the log that you sent me and see if they identify any issues. Because when I look at the log, this shows a bunch of warnings, but I'm not trained to really interpret all this stuff I was looking at. So maybe they might be able to identify if there's some other issue with your Bria. What might be helpful also is if you reply to my email that has a case number and with a little more description of the issue, because I think I didn't have it correct in my notes. And I know you explained it a little bit over the phone, but it might be helpful to have it in your own words, you know, via email writing, so that I could kind of put that directly into the escalation here.
Well, I have a question what you meant by, like, the transaction IDs, though. Like, what is that?
Transaction IDs, okay. So that's what we usually ask for a different kind of issue. Like, let's say you're on the phone or on Bria for several minutes and then the calls drop out of the blue. And then what you would see, you know, the virtual contact center, which actually offers the calls that flashes and it tells you who's calling or what channel. You see that on your screen? There's a virtual contact center. You know,
I don't see the virtual contact center. Where's that?
Oh, it's the thing that I think we had to do where you go to the menu drop down and go to profile. It's called the 8x8 or
virtual contact center. Yeah. I see that. So there's profile while you're recording. But I don't see where there's
where right there's now information. Right now there's a so busy status on that in the virtual contact center?
Yeah, it's yellow and it says busy.
Oh, okay. So if you scroll down a little bit where it has a phone, there's a phone tab below talk and mute hold. There's a phone tab. Then right next to that, there should be a transaction tab.
The two thought bubbles or speech bubbles?
Yeah, there should be a little bubble that says transaction between phone and agents.
I mean, transaction. Yeah, I see that. Okay. Sorry, transaction.
And then you see transaction ID. Yeah, so that's what I was asking for. But if your Bria doesn't even ring, then it's not going to show you any transaction ID. Unless it shows you missed calls or something.
No, I can't see my missed calls. I have to get my manager to look them up for me, to look up the number for me.
What we might need the manager to do is provide at least a couple of the transaction IDs. We can try to have our virtual contact center operations That's our next level of BCC support. See if they could find any issues without getting transaction IDs. But they might need a couple of those transaction IDs. And what we usually ask for is less than 24 hours. So like either this morning. Yeah.
And the problem is too, like when I make an outgoing call, how will I see the transaction ID as well? Because it's not connecting. So that my outgoing calls, it's not just my incoming that has a problem, it's my outgoing as well.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, so let me go back. Let me just do one thing. Let's see what's saying. Okay, your workplace supervisor, what are your team? Let's see, while I'm logged in here, let me see if I can try to do an agent-to-agent test call. So let me log into the tenant, let me go back here, okay. Let's see.
Yeah. Yeah, can you send me those IDs, the transaction IDs at the bottom? Yeah. Thank you. All right, my manager sending me two of the transaction IDs that didn't come through.
So these are, you mean that it didn't ring your Bria at all or something? Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. Do you want me to email them to you, the numbers?
Yes, please.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, then where is... Okay, so you did it, so I probably can't call and try. So maybe you want to hang up. I'm just going to try to call you, do a test call. I'm logged into the tenant. Let's see, and I think we're tying up the line. Let me see, Olivia, where are you here? You're still logged in, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Not showing you. Let's see. Oh, there we are. Okay.
Okay, I just sent the IDs in a screenshot.
All right, thank you. Okay.
And so it looks like for you, it says duration 9 seconds, 5 seconds. Like that didn't even come through to me, the 9 seconds and 5 seconds. Or if it did, it just wasn't connecting, and then all I hear is that the dink.
Oh, okay. All right, so yeah, it's not gonna, it's so busy. If we hang up, I'm gonna try to give you a call, a direct agent call to try to test that out.
Okay.
All right, thank you.
No problem. Bye.
Bye.